Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
So it was a week ago today that Lovie Smith was dodging questions about Kyle Allen replacing Davis Mills at quarterback. Here's a little sample, a little smidgen of what last Wednesday's press conference sounded like.
Guys, announcement, just so we kind of establish things here. I do not announce who's starting through the week. We have a starting lineup, the last one that we have. And when it changes, we'll let you know. But during the week, of course, we're not going to announce any things like that. I think that would give the opponent an advantage. So our starting lineup, as far as you're concerned, I would have said the same thing 3 weeks ago. It's the same one until told otherwise.
Yeah, you generated 32 yards of offense in the first half of that game where you had that vaunted competitive advantage of subterfuge at the quarterback position. Glad that worked.
I can imagine how many extra hours the Dolphins spent trying to figure out who might play quarterback and how they need to game plan them differently.
Like Kyle Allen.
Mike McDaniel. I could tell he was tired. I could tell he was tired after the game. Yeah.
So after that press conference, and by the way, there's six more cuts that we could have played from Lovie after that press conference. That was just, it was kind of embarrassing, especially when the news got leaked while Lovie's up at the podium by national writers, and then Lovie just admits on Friday that Kyle Allen's going to be starting. We don't need to rehash that whole thing. This is what I thought was funny, and this is educational, I think, for anybody who's listening and maybe has friends that are thinking of moving to Houston and rooting for the Texans or covering the Texans in media. DJ Bieniemy, who does a nice job for ESPN.com, tweeted this right after that press conference on Wednesday. It's kind of crazy the Texans benched their starting QB. The head coach declined to admit it. The report came out shortly after. The OC then denied the report, said nothing changed with the QB spot, even though Kyle Allen will start, and nobody batted an eye. To which I retweeted, that's because on the list of weird days for this franchise since April 3rd, 2019, that was the day Jack Easterby was hired, today was like the 214th weirdest day. Welcome to Houston, DJ.
Plus, like, okay, nobody batted an eye. I feel like that's a mischaracterization of it. It was maybe not the extreme eye batting that somebody might have expected. But it's also, you have to remember, it's the Houston Texans in a year in which they are currently 1-9-1.
Yep.
Nobody gives a damn.
Right.
Like, there's nobody. The folks at the news bureau up in New York are not like, hey, Sam, I hear we got a situation down in Houston. Get our correspondent down there ASAP and send back a telegraph with what the hell's going on with Lovie Smith anyway. You know, it's just it's the Texans. They're 1-9-1. Come on.
But they're 1-9-1, and that we're all experiencing that. But I do think there was an element to DJ's tweet, and this is not me throwing shade at DJ or anything. I just think you see somebody new come into the market and covering this team and just watching some of the ways they've operated in the last few years. This was his first welcome to Houston taste of the way the Texans have kind of functioned the last few years.
Yeah. It's
not all that weird to those of us who've been here. Because honestly, like, that wasn't all that weird to us because we've been kind of desensitized based on the about 15 things I was able to rattle off the top of my head that were much stranger than Lovie's dodginess.
That happens in, and I wonder if, you know what, I wonder if part of that was after Lovie had been at Illinois for so many seasons. You can get away with stuff like that in college.
Yes.
It's more of a news vacuum. Stuff doesn't leak as much. And especially when it's Illinois and, like, nobody's really prying and digging.
The Texans of the Big Ten. Well, not this year. Illinois is really good this year. But when Lovie was there.
No, the Lovie Smith Illinois.
Yeah.
Well, Yeah, I think you can get away with that in college. You can not name your starting quarterback, or even if you ever even name your starting quarterback. You know, we're going with a committee approach this week. We're going to have seven quarterbacks. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting college credit for writing this article.
No Brooks Kabinas in those rooms.
You're gonna let me back in tomorrow, Coach?
You know who's
That's
got
awesome.
The toughest media horde? The University of Illinois. God, they're brutal. They're brutal.
So I think I wonder if maybe a little bit of it was that he was kind of in that college mode of like, I'm just not going to tell him.
Yeah.
And nobody will be none the wiser, but it's the NFL stuff leaks out quickly.
I brainstormed a not-so-short list of things that I think were significantly stranger than the way Lovey handled things on Wednesday. And granted, you know, like, that got a lot of attention, the way Lovey handled things, not just in Houston, but around the league. I'll rattle these off, Seth, and stop me if you think I get to one that's not weirder than what Lovey did on Wednesday. Brian Game being fired after 17 months, 4 weeks after they let him draft the 2019 draft class.
That was strange. That was strange, at least. Some of that. And it was one of those complex situations where I don't think Gain had not made a trade in the draft for two straight years. There was a certain level of non-aggressiveness that I could see people having an issue with. It's just a question of, okay, how do you go about replacing that? The fact that you were, I'm guessing you're about to mention the next weird thing in that scenario.
Tampering for Nick Caserio, which led to not getting Nick Caserio the first time and led to the flat organizational structure with O'Brien and Easterby and a horde of minions.
Yeah, yeah.
Super That's, weird.
That was Well, I remember I was getting my sinus procedure done on the day that Brian Gain got fired, I think.
Yeah,
I think I was still kind of recovering that weekend when the whole tampering charges came down. Was that all over the course of several, like, 3 days?
Well, Gain got fired on a Friday. I know that because McLean was with us. I was in afternoons at the time. You and I were still a couple months away from being paired up with each other. And McLean was with us, so that had to be. We were at the TriStar show, I think, on a Friday when Gain got fired. That was in early June of 2019. Flat organizational structure, which then led to Black Saturday late in August when Laremy Tunsil and Jadeveon. Laremy Tunsil got traded here for pretty much the Texans' hoard of high picks for the next 3 years. And Jadeveon Clowney got traded away for a third round pick and Jacob Martin and Barkevious Mingo. And half of his salary being paid for Seattle.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird, and that was also one that I feel like people tried to reframe that as somehow it was an okay deal because Clowney ended up not being as good over the next several years. That understates what Clowney's value was at the time, but that is also where I think Clowney not being traded by Gain before the draft might have been part of what Bill O'Brien's objection was to Brian Gain. Because there were reports that came out that supposedly other teams weren't even aware that Clowney had been available before the draft. But then O'Brien basically just then made the desperation heave to do anything he could to get Clowney out of there instead of Clowney just playing on his franchise tag.
As far as head coaching behavior goes, what's weirder or stranger? Lovey last Wednesday dodging quarterback changeout questions or Bill O'Brien screaming down a fan at halftime of an actual game.
You suck too! Hey, you suck too, mother! You suck too! You!
Okay, that was way weirder, right? Because that was that's something I've rarely seen, if ever, in the NFL.
Have you ever seen that? No, I don't know why I'm laughing so hard at you. Like the pensive look on your face is that's something I have rarely seen in the NFL. Yes, like never.
I've seen coaches be misleading or mistruth. I've seen coach speak before.
Right.
That's what we call it when a coach is
from
lying.
O'Brien, yeah.
It's coach speak. Yeah. It's gamesmanship.
Yep.
But a coach.
This was more unfiltered,
saying,
I would say.
You suck too, bleeper, bleeper.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen
that.
I think we know where Bill O'Brien stood on that guy. Like, he thinks that guy sucks.
Messing with the Zoom.
Yes.
What the hell? Okay, did you add that to the weirdness?
No,
messing with
Zoom? That didn't even make it. Him yelling at Easterby on the Zoom. No. Here, I'll.
And then afterwards. Afterwards, saying he was just messing with the Zoom.
Messing with the Zoom.
Like
he was stoned.
Oh my God. All right. Rapid fire. Blowing the 24-0 lead in Kansas City in the playoff game by halftime. They were leading 24-0 with 10 minutes to go in the half, and they trailed at halftime of that game, which included a fake punt that Bill O'Brien called with an injured Justin Reed. The DeAndre Hopkins trade. We don't need to rehash that. That was one of the most bizarre days in the history of my radio career. All the subsequent contracts that were doled out both before the Hopkins trade and certainly the ones they doled out in free agency after the Hopkins trade. Randall Cobb, yeah. Eric Murray.
Yeah, yeah. That was,
weird.
Any of Bill O'Brien's moves were, like, independently, you can make any bad trade make sense. The DeAndre Hopkins trade, if it was a one-off, you could say, well, look, we had to do it because of this and this and off-field concerns or whatever. And maybe people would believe you if you don't have every other trade be so lopsided in addition to that. That's the big – and the contracts doled out and all of that. Like, it was the sum total of everything that led the Texans to be in the salary cap mess they are
absolutely,
right now.
Absolutely. These are all the things that I contend are weirder than the way Lovie Smith handled the quarterback swap out last Wednesday. O'Brien fired after the 0-4 start and Easterby promoted. Like, they did everything hand in hand. O'Brien fired, Easterby interim GM.
Interim GM, yeah, if that's a promotion. But I guess just Easterby acting as the interim GM after never having been in personnel or anything like that, you know, just the whole Easterby, and this is not any conspiracy theory or anything, it's just Easterby as a former character coach being in that front office role was really, really weird.
Yes.
Both as an interim GM and all of the other things he did. It was strange how he was able to grab that much authority and control. It was really weird.
All the weird Easterby SI articles and the stories from behind the scenes, to me, way weirder than Lovie last week. Nick Caserio's hire. That was weird. That came out of nowhere. that was something where it sounded like Easterby did an end around and they flew up and got Nick Caserio to be the GM of this team, which then led to the David Culley hire, which
I took this job simply because there's 32 of these in this league.
Yes, super weird. He had weird views on why he got the job. He had weird. It sounded like he really enjoyed punting at times in games.
If we got to go 3 and out and punt it, we're good.
I know what he meant there, but it's just a funny cut. and then the Culley hire led to the confirmation of the Deshaun Watson trade request. You know, we had heard rumblings that day that Culley got hired, or it was announced he was going to be the new head coach. That's when Watson's camp, 5 minutes later, goes to all the Schefters of the world and says, yep, he's demanding a trade.
Requesting.
They're requesting, and he got his request. He got his request, but not after the weirdest part of all of this, Deshaun Watson's lawsuits in training camp with him, training camp with Watson, playing walkthrough safety with the shower cap on his head, the special team shower cap, and why y'all filming me? Same old bleep, all that.
Yeah, he was a walkthrough walkthrough safety, and he was also dressed up like he was going to the Klondike
the first
dog
glimpse
sledding
of him.
Expedition.
He had, like a bandana around his face, a hoodie over his head. I think that's and him.
Then, yeah, that was one of my favorite moments, just in terms of the media power of the NFL and everything, or the star appeal of the NFL. The day that he said, "Why are y'all filming me every day? It's the same thing." And then that moment, having his question answered by that becoming gigantic news everywhere.
Right.
Like, he asked, "Why are you filming me every day?" And immediately he got the answer because that became the biggest story in the NFL. Like, was that's why they were filming you every day, because as soon as you said something, it was just nuts how weird this whole situation was.
Why are you filming me? An Instagram person with hundreds of thousands of followers who puts pictures of my dinner on my Instagram story every day. Why are you filming me, this social media whore, every single day? Like, Deshaun knows. Like, Deshaun knows. He does a lot of stuff to get attention.
It's just been it's been really, really weird.
Yes.
And that's what new people who are new to the market soon. I think if anything, I think DJ was kind of pointing that out.
Yeah.
Was saying, like, yeah, I mean, it is, it's kind of nuts that this is just another, a blip on the radar of weird things that
right.
happen in Houston.
I'm just trying to explain why the last part where he says, nobody batted an eye. This
oh, yeah,
is why.
Yeah. No, We batted an eye. It's just we walk around with our eyes kind of blinking like we've got a tick or something
batted
around here.
Like
I batted my eye 7 times this morning. I go, Seth, you all right? You under a lot of stress lately or something?
Yes. Nope. I cover the
following
Texans.
The Texans. Yeah. No big deal.
Life of Lotto. That was weird, too. I miss Life of Lotto.
I miss Life of Lotto just because – so that was Lonnie Johnson's YouTube series.
Yes.
YouTube series.
4 episodes.
I miss that just because we were doing a weekly review of Life of Lotto exclusively because it angered one of our listeners. That he didn't – he so opposed us talking about Life of Lotto that I couldn't help but do a weekly segment about it because I knew – that guy would listen at least.
Yes.
We could grab that guy. We're going to have at least one listener every single week because he hated it, and yet he listened every week.
Question on the trailer wheel and frame text page. Thank you. 3420, how would we feel about a D'Amico Ryans hire? We've talked plenty glowingly about D'Amico Ryans, and I think that most people in the audience agree that D'Amico would be a really good hire as a new head coach. I did go back and find my poll from last year, Seth, my Pender poll. You know, I do these approval ratings. You know, when the Texans are in their annual search for a new head coach, which we're coming up on annual search number 3, I do those approval ratings for the various candidates. I may have to go back through and see how right our audience was about some of these because I've still got them flagged.
What do you think
on January 17th of last year? So this is like 2.5 weeks before Lovie Smith got hired.
Yeah.
What do you think the approval rating would have been for hiring D'Amico Ryans as a Texans head coach in January of 2022?
It would have been pretty high.
Yeah.
It was did you actually do that one?
I did that one. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
You did that
right
one.
Now.
Okay, yep. I'm going to guess it was 90%.
81%, and I think it would be higher now.
It might be higher now. I think at least one of the objections with D'Amico Ryans, and yes, everybody, I understand that he once sued the Texans for unsafe playing conditions. We're assuming, if for the sake of this discussion, maybe that's no big deal. I think right now, the biggest objection now and then was probably that he's a defensive coach and that you just – there's also – hiring a former player, a beloved former player, it always feels to me like it's fraught with a little bit of extra peril just because you I think some people worry that, like, the guy will either get too much slack or perhaps he's too emotionally close to it. I don't know. Every coaching hire is a risk, so I don't worry about that side of it. I think people would wonder, okay, do we really want a defensive coach, especially if we're going to take a quarterback with this draft? I would say that it's a very valid concern and question. The problem is sometimes people get so wrapped up in wanting the ideal version of what's in their mind that – You end up forcing the issue and hiring an offensive coach who's not really a good head coach versus the best candidate that season.
Yep.
So it might end up being that D'Amico Ryans is actually the best head coaching candidate, and you got to trust that he's good at picking an offensive coordinator and working with him.
Amen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.